Kimblebrook Farm is no longer in the milk business. The family-owned organic dairy halted production at its bottling plant recently, another sign of the pressures affecting Vermont's signature dairy industry. But Kimblebrook also faced its own unique challenges as it struggled to survive in a market dominated by larger and larger competitors. And as VPR's John Dillon reports, the company is now betting on a risky market for hemp-based products.
Where the milk used to go.
Cheryl DeVos shows off a large refrigerated room at the Kimblebrook bottling plant in Hinesburg. The cold and cavernous space is pretty much empty now, just like the rest of the place.
This is our mix tank where we would mix chocolate milk and different flavored milks that we did. And then these tanks were all used to do the different fat levels. So, you know, we'd do skim 1%, 2% in whole.
Each piece of equipment at the plant, from small plumbing components to the gigantic stainless steel milk tanks, carries a yellow auction tag for a planned sale in March. The 15 plant employees and six others at the farm in Vergennes were let go at the end of last year.
I've laid off everybody. I mean, my husband and I are still doing it, and even my daughter is done. Yeah, it's hard.
DeVos says the decision to get out of the milk business was driven by several harsh financial realities that included the money they borrowed to invest $2 million in the milk plant. Their debt load increased even as they faced tough competition from large national organic dairies. The plan was to launch a brand and cut out the middleman by bottling the milk they produced themselves. And it worked for a while. At its peak, Kimblebrook products were in supermarkets in Vermont and parts of New England and New York. But big companies like Colorado-based Horizon Organic took notice.
We were in Whole Foods stores, and when you're on the shelves there, you're competing against the national brands. And they kept lowering their price, and we couldn't, you know, and then you lose sales, basically, because of that.
Kimblebrook also recently lost a key sales contract with Stonyfield Farm, a yogurt and dairy producer in New Hampshire. Stonyfield would buy the milk that Kimblebrook wasn't selling at retail. But when the contract wasn't renewed, they lost that revenue as well.
The Stonyfield thing is a big thing. And, you know, just the oversupply of organic milk. People aren't drinking milk like they used to drink.
But industry observers say you can't draw sweeping conclusions about the state of the organic milk business from the Kimblebrook story. Vermont had 192 organic dairy farms in 2018, compared to 187 last year. Nicole Daney is the certification director at the Northeast Organic Farming Association of Vermont. She says even with the loss of five farms, the organic dairy sector remains relatively strong in Vermont.
When we've talked to Cheryl DeVos from Kimblebrook, it doesn't seem like it was a demand issue. It seems like it was issues particular to their business and their growing and at the speed of which they're growing and that sort of thing, and some changes that happened that were specific to their business that were a little bit out of their control as well.
Besides the debt, Kimblebrook's biggest challenge may have been that they tried to compete with the big players outside Vermont. Jane Kolodinsky chairs UVM's Department of Community Development and Applied Economics. She says while demand is stronger for organic milk than for its conventional counterpart, the industry is becoming dominated by larger farms and larger processors.
The cachet that organic has had as it increasingly goes mainstream makes it more of a commodity. So we're seeing this small, higher-end, quote-unquote, clean product become a commodity.
And those commodity producers with their economies of scale, as Kimblebrook learned the hard way, can undercut smaller companies.
So it's really complicated, and it's not only about the fact that the demand for organic has gone up. You just look at one variable, and you would think, oh, that's good for our local organic dairy producers. But you have to think about what competition is coming in, what is their size, are they able to undercut, do they have other advantages that the small local dairy producer doesn't have.
Kimblebrook will continue to sell teas, lemonades, and CBD-infused beverages. Cheryl DeVos says CBD and hemp may have great potential for Vermont agriculture, but also come with substantial risk.
So I have a lot of dried hemp on our farm right now, but it hasn't sold yet.
After a huge jump in hemp production in Vermont, many farmers last fall were stuck with product they couldn't sell. DeVos says one big problem is that the federal government has not yet clarified whether CBD is legal. In November, the Food and Drug Administration raised safety concerns about CBD and issued warning letters to 15 companies for selling the product. Until FDA rules definitively that CBD is legal, DeVos says the market will struggle. And Kimblebrook saw a direct impact from the regulatory uncertainty, she says. A real estate deal that would have provided much-needed cash fell through because the buyer, who wanted to start a hemp farm on the property, dropped out at the last minute.
And we were kind of counting on that money to keep this going. And when they pulled out, we had to say, that's it for this. Because, you know, now all these loans really are up.
So should Vermont farmers continue to bet big on hemp and CBD? DeVos is doubtful.
I don't know that we're going to win that bet. Once it's clarified, I think it will be a good crop for the state. But right now, we just don't know what's going to happen.
That's a strong word of caution from someone who has learned hard lessons about the economics of agriculture. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Hinesburg.